London Art Gallery. Reception desk. Day. Detective Inspector Luff, Detective Sergeant Wright and Detective Constable Brown enter the gallery. They approach Mr. Wirtler, who, dressed in impeccable tailored Savile Row suit, stands out from the crowd. Detective Inspector Luff. Good afternoon. We are police officers, Detective Inspector Luff, Detective Sergeant Wright and Detective Constable Brown. Mr. Wirtler, raising an eyebrow. How can I assist you, officers? Detective Inspector Luff, showing the warrant. We are here with a warrant to search for obscene publications. Are you in possession of such materials? Mr. Wirtler, defensively. I'm only a salesman here. Mr. Schuster is in charge, but he's not present at the moment. Detective Inspector Luff, slightly impatient. Can you contact him then? We need to speak with him regarding the warrant. Mr. Wirtler, he should be at the Mayfair Hotel. I will telephone him right away. Mr. Wirtler picks up the phone and dials a number, speaking in a hushed tone. The detectives wait anxiously for him to make contact. Detective Sergeant Wright. Let's hope we can reach Mr. Schuster quickly. We need to proceed with the search. Detective Inspector Luff. Indeed, time is of the essence. Mr. Wirtler finishes his call and hangs up the phone. Mr. Wirtler, turning to the detectives. I've spoken to Mr. Schuster. He should be on his way here shortly. Detective Inspector Luff. Good. Thank you for your cooperation, Mr. Wirtler. We will await Mr. Schuster's arrival. The detectives stand by, preparing themselves for the imminent meeting with Mr. Schuster, the director of the gallery. Fade out. London Arts Gallery. Dame Penelope, the keeper of the precious guest book, stands near the entrance, politely greeting each guest and guiding them through the exhibition. She carefully takes note of their names and comments, capturing the essence of this historic event. Gallery staff members, dressed in professional attire, weave through the crowd, offering information and answering questions. They do their best to maintain a calm atmosphere despite the growing excitement. Suddenly, the atmosphere changes. Detective Inspector Frederick Luff, accompanied by several officers from the Obscene Publications Squad, enters the gallery. The crowd watches with curiosity and a hint of apprehension as Luff begins removing the framed art from the walls, one by one. As Luff and his team carry the confiscated artwork outside, a frenzy erupts among the press. Journalists, photographers, and cameramen from various media outlets, including the Associated Press, capture the moment, clicking cameras and filming the scene. Willie whispering, "Keep calm, everyone. Let the authorities do their job. Helen, make sure you record everything in the guestbook, Penelope. We need to document everything." Penelope nods, her eyes focused on the crowd and the ongoing confiscation. She diligently continues her task, meticulously noting down the visitors' names and their comments about the artwork. The press captures the dramatic events, their flashes illuminating the gallery. The air is thick with tension and curiosity as the exhibition takes an unexpected turn. EXT, London Arts Gallery. Dea paddy wagon is being loaded with the confiscated art. Luff, glancing at the gallery entrance. Look at them, right? Youth culture flourishing, challenging the establishment. It's our duty to put a stop to it. Right. Indeed, Inspector. The higher-ups want us to quash this rebellion, and what better way than targeting their beloved pop stars? They enter the gallery, their eyes filled with contempt for the vibrant display of Lennon's artwork adorning the walls. Brown. This is a damn waste of our time, sifting through these obscene pieces. We should focus on real crime. Luff, narrowing his eyes. Don't you see, Brown? The establishment is using morality as a weapon to attack the youth culture, and we're the enforcers. They move through the gallery, keeping a close eye on the patrons, their disdain for the vibrant atmosphere palpable. Right, whispering to Luff. There's a group of youngsters over there. Let's see if they know anything about Lennon's involvement in this happening. Luff, determined. Agreed, Wright. Let's remind them who's in charge. As Luff and Wright approach the group, Brown keeps a watchful eye on the gallery staff, searching for any signs of corruption. Brown, slyly. Excuse me, madam, do you think these so-called artistic expressions have any place in our society? Mrs. Lydia Lake Johns, defiant. Who are you to judge? This is freedom of expression, something you clearly know nothing about. Luff, coercively. We know what's really going on here, my dear. The higher-ups won't protect you forever. It's time to confess. Mr. William Wirtler, I don't know.